Don't tell me they made love to him.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink of gay sex?
Yeah, I can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, the NFL sure hit a home run.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you fear the mudslide, Giorgio?
Not around here.
In his pants, he does.
That's terrible.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Who has the only center-hung video board in the NFL?
Cowboys.
That's right.
I didn't know Eric Dampier went out there and hung that thing.
There it is, a center-hung joke.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
I took my own two hands and crafted that joke.
On the little ticket.
It sucked.
It was great.
There was nothing ultra
premium
about
that. It was
great,
and that's why you guys can't handle it.
Yes, the emergency break of the week, where we give you three wheels off incidents, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. We will start off with that man known as Jonathan Fahey. You know, he does the ticket top 10 at night.
I do know that.
He's also been known to throw back a couple of drinks from time to time.
I think he has a problem.
It may be the heavy drinking affects him some nights up here. Not that he's drinking on the job, but just the overall effect of that much alcohol. Because he had the gasp and oh God moment in the same ticker on the ticket.
Washington and Dallas facing off in prime time on Monday. In primetime Monday night, this ticket ticker, a service of Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse and Classic Chevrolet. Tony Romo putting up some of the best passer ratings of his career, and today he talked about facing a divisional foe. Oh, my God.
Well, I think the division games are always going to be hard-fought.
Like the beginning gasp. It's very Brian from Ball State-like there.
Gosh.
And I think he wanted to bail out at that point. Let's just hear the beginning of that real quick.
Washington and Dallas facing off in prime time on Monday. In prime time Monday night, this ticket ticker.
He almost said screw it right there, didn't he?
He
almost gave up in the first 5 seconds of the ticker.
Do you think during his tickers he's always got an open beer just to his right?
Of course he does. He brags about that off the air.
Maybe. All right, but he's been a big player in the e-break this year, and he's back up for another one. Candidate number two. Are you familiar with Lauren Principal's work at
Fox 4? Yeah, Channel 4's morning gal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fox 4. Well, you know that North Carolina story about academic fraud and mm-hmm. how the NCAA is now looking into that?
Mm-hmm.
She thought another organization was perhaps looking into that.
Most of these student athletes played football or basketball. The report does not implicate any coaches, though. The university is now waiting for the NAACP to determine what penalties it will hand out. That was the NCAA, I should say, to determine what penalties be handled out. It is
they handled out. Was that her or was that the teleprompter that did that to her?
That's a good question. We don't have enough information on that.
We need information.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Who are you?
No.
All right, one more time.
Most of these student athletes played football or basketball. The report does not implicate any coaches, though. The university is now waiting for the NAACP to determine what penalties it will hand out. That was the NCAA, I should say, to determine what penalties will be handled out. It is
handled out.
It'll be handled out. All right, that's a funny. And so is this. Candidate number three. Man, has this dude been playing lately, especially the last couple of years. One Mike Reiner, known as Rhines, with an old man off his rocker comment that stopped down the hard line once again.
The annual Elle magazine award show, or their Women in Hollywood celebration or something like that. Women showed up from celebrity. And one of these celebrities was
sandwich makers? Like the sandwich shop celebrity? You said women showed up from celebrity.
Oh, Mike.
What's celebrity?
Never been to celebrity? They got a good sandwich there.
It's one of these high-tone Highland Park places.
I don't know, but you can stop the voting on the emergency break right now.
I don't know what he's talking about.
All right, I am familiar with Celebrity Bakery.
Yes.
I think a number of people have been there, and they do make a quality sandwich. But when he first just said sandwich maker, I thought he was talking to like a, you know, like a panini machine or panini baking thing or something.
Yeah, and it's not like Celebrity is Subway, a sandwich shop that everybody
right.
knows.
Right. And it's pretty clear what Corby's talking about. He's talking about celebrities, not a sandwich maker, Rhines.
The annual Elle magazine award show, or their Women in Hollywood celebration or something like that. Women showed up from Celebrity. And one of these celebrities was...
Sandwich makers? Like the sandwich shop Celebrity? You said women showed up from Celebrity.
Oh, Mike.
What's Celebrity?
Never been to Celebrity? They got a good sandwich there.
It's one of these high...
Wow. You know, and it wasn't the, you know, under the breath of sandwich makers, Celebrity Bakery. It was, I think he really thought he had something there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he thought he was really going to floor the crew.
I love the, oh, mic drop. like Barry is always listening to the program and then just occasionally comments when he's disappointed in Mike.
Oh, Mike. All right, well, is it, oh, Mike, Jonathan Fahey,
Fresh Air Pepper,
or Lauren Prisible? I think that's how you say her name. All right, 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Fahey, and I love you madly, Jeremy.
Wow,
ooh,
okay.
One there. Yeah. Hey, okey-doke. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Call me.
Who wins the e-break?
This is the Bony Dog Ambassador voting responsibly for the old gray wolf, and I love you sadly, Gordo.
Okay, we don't all have to love someone.
It's the sadly, madly... It's time for that to go away, right? Isn't that what God just told us?
Hi, ticket caller. You're on the air. On the ticket.
Yes. I would like to vote for the song Mid Peach by the band Morning Shife.
I can't decipher that.
Mm-mm.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
I'd like to vote for a lady on Prisible. God bless you.
That was a Lauren Prisible vote.
Oh, okay, Prisible, okay. Said it so fast, I didn't understand it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George, I'd like to first thank everyone that came to the Broken Bow get-together, but not the guy that pissed in his underwear. That was weird. But I'd also like to hope the NCAA does a Thomas Eric Duncan Day. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Whoa.
Who wins?
Yeah, this is T1 Brian. I'd like to vote responsibly for the sandwich maker. I love you madly, Gordo.
The sandwich maker. That's what we need to start calling Rhines. The sandwich maker. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, it's Gordo's cross-dressing dog here.
Oh, hey, Gordon's cross-dressing dog.
Yeah, man, you gotta take these cameras down, you know. You're really killing my buzz at home all day.
Yeah, could you vote?
Well, I gotta tell you, I'm still trying to get the last bit of peanut butter off Gordo's ball.
All right, geez.
Jeez Louise.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Like the vote celebrity?
Right, Mike. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote responsibly for the old gray wolf. Thank
yeah,
you.
See, that's how you
that
vote right there.
That is how you vote.
Right
yes.
there. That's all we need. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen. I would like to semi-responsibly vote for putting a pickle in a sandwich maker.
And ladies and gentlemen, that right there gives us a winner once again for one Mike Reiner.
The annual Elle magazine award show, or their Women in Hollywood celebration or something like that. Women showed up from Celebrity. And one of these celebrities was...
Sandwich makers? Like the sandwich shop Celebrity? You said women showed up from Celebrity.
Oh, Mike.
What's Celebrity?
Never been to Celebrity? They got a good sandwich there.
It's one of these high-tone Highland Park places.
I don't know, but we can stop the voting on the emergency break right now.
No, Danny was right about that.
We did.
Another win for one Mike Reiner.
Milestone win, 50th of his career, and his ninth win this year, which ties his total last year, which was an all-time record.
Man, he's been stopping things down here of late. Way to go, Mike.